Being in love.
I'm sorry to cut Mr. Giroux short, but I have a new Latina to talk to, Miss Sheila Carrasco, and hopefully I have pronounced that correctly. Are you there?
You have. Yeah, I'm here. It's so refreshing to have your name pronounced correctly.
Yes. I grew up my early life being called Julio Martinez. It took because there were no Latinos in my neighborhood.
Right. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I was very impressed by your background. You grew up in the South Side of Chicago.
I did, yeah. My dad was a Methodist minister on the South Side of Chicago, and we'd kind of move around and live in preachers' houses in various neighborhoods, and he would do English and Spanish services depending on the church. And I grew up on the South Side, and I went to school at the Lab School at the University of Chicago. So I had a very interesting experience living in two different worlds, kind of.
And you're also an alumna of NYU and Harvard.
That's correct. I went to NYU for undergrad. That's actually where I met a bunch of my fellow theater company members at IAMA. And then I went to grad school at the American Repertory Theater at Harvard.
Wow. Well, you have managed to establish yourself in live theater and also in the industry that pays a bit more. You've been on television. You've done a number of series, Jane the Virgin, Life in Pieces, The Odd Couple, and you were selected to perform in the JFL New Faces of Comedy, the CBS showcase, as both performer and head writer. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. When you list it all together, it does sound pretty cool. I've always liked to do a lot of different kinds of things, and so I love theater. It's my first love, but I also really love comedy, and I love TV, doing comedy shows, and pretty much anywhere I can perform.
Yes, I noticed you're also an alumna of the Groundlings. That's good comedic training.
Oh, it is. It really is. It's actually really great writing training as well. It's really where I learn to write from character, which is a lot of how my play that I'm talking about today was written. From the really writing from the point of view of a character is what you learn there. And after all the training I did, you know, at NYU and Harvard and Steppenwolf, sometimes I think my training at the Groundlings is what really kind of opened me up.
So I think it's very impressive and a little bit surprising. You're actually performing your first solo show with IMA Theater's, what is the name? Oh, it's right here. Anyone But Me, which was filmed at Pico Playhouse. That's the home theater for IMA Theater, isn't it?
It's one of them. So IMA performs sometimes at the Atwater Village Theater on the east side, and then also Pasadena Playhouse, and in more recent years, primarily at the Los Angeles Theater Center downtown. Our last show was called Found, and it was done there, and we actually had to cancel early because of COVID this time last year exactly. But IAMA has really always been kind of all over L.A. I will say that the Pico Playhouse has been wonderful to work with, particularly in developing virtual theater, which is what we have focused on this year. Because essentially we're producing plays, but we're also producing them as films.
Wow.
So it's been a fun combo of all different kinds of skills.
Now, do I have the date right? You're premiering virtually on March 21st and you can go to imatheater.com, and it runs through April 18th.
That's right. It runs for 4 weeks, and you can stream it any one of those 4 weeks. And there's another show that's also running in rep with mine called The Oxy Complex, also written by a Latina named Ana La Madrid, and actually both of our shows were directed by Latinas.
Wow.
So we have a really great season and two really awesome shows coming up.
Well, Anyone But Me sort of captured my interest. It purports to dissect the psyches of women who struggle with self-identity. The play is about a woman, about women who want to be someone they're not, someone better, easier, stronger, anyone but them. Now, that's quite a... So you're taking on multiple personalities in this play.
That's correct. I've written about 8 different characters that I play, and they're all very different. They're all based on women that I've known or know, and also a little bit parts of me that I'm trying to deal with. And it's really about women that, for whatever reason, whatever part of life they're in and part of the world or whatever their situation is, they do want to be someone that they're not. And I do think most women at some point deal with that issue. And I really try to delve into why. It might be because we think we have to be someone we're not, and that's not actually the case. Or it could actually be because society expects us to be easier or better or to label ourselves as something that's easier for them to identify. So it's kind of an exploration on that theme, but ultimately it's a character-driven comedy. So I hope that people, you know, find it funny and find some catharsis in laughing at some of these women, because some of them are also kind of awful and flawed and have their own issues that I think I hope I kind of, you know, put them on the spot for.
Now, this was filmed at Pico Playhouse. Did you have a director working with you?
I did. I did, yeah, working very closely with me. Her name is Margot Susie.
Oh.
She's a fantastic director. She directs both theater and TV. And I've worked with her in the past at I Am a Theater Company. And so she actually is the one that came to me about developing this show. And from the very beginning, we really just had a great shorthand with how to develop the show and what direction it should go in. So I have to say, like, she's really the other half of this production. She's just, her direction is stellar, and I hope people watch the show, not just for me, but to also see her amazing work.
So this is different than a stage play. It being filmed, does it open up a bit more than a stage play would? I take it you're done.
I think it does. There's pros and cons. I would say that one of the pros is that, you know, with film, you can do close-ups. So as an audience member, you might be able to see a couple more moments that you might not always see from that back row of a theater. But the biggest drawback as a performer is that I had to perform it with no audience in the room, and everyone in the room that was filming it for me, they couldn't respond with laughter. So it was a little weird to do a comedy, I'll say, with in an empty theater with absolutely no audience.
Uh-huh.
So in that way, I really miss theater, and theater cannot be replaced. But it is also really great to now be watching edits of the show, because that's the point of the process that we're in. We're editing it, and to see in post how much we can do with it because it is film, and what a different experience it would be for an audience watching it, because I do think that you'll be able to see things you wouldn't be able to see in a theater production.
Now, it's running through April 18th. Are there future plans for you this season?
I'm hoping that eventually I'll get to perform this live one day. It might be a couple years from now.
I was thinking about the upcoming Hollywood Fringe Festival.
Oh, well, yes, I'm in a show that we're still waiting to find out if it goes to series on CBS. It's called Ghost.
Ah.
And I'm really excited. I play a really fun character in that. So we're at the point now, it's pilot season, so we film the pilot, and we're just, our fingers are crossed, the entire cast. It's starring Rose McIver and Utkarsh Ambudkar, and has an amazing cast of really funny actors. So fingers crossed, you'll see me on TV this fall. And otherwise, I'm planning to keep writing more shows, and I'm going to be in more theater next year at I Am a Theater. So no matter what, I'll find a place to perform. That's for sure.
Well, I was interested in one final thing here that this interested in me. You created a thing for Latinas on, I'm trying to see it here. My writing is so small. A showcase. There it is. It's disappeared from me.
Was it the CBS Diversity Showcase?
Yes. Okay. There it is. Mas Mejor. That's it. Mas Mejor.
Yeah. Yes. So Broadway Video is the comedy production company that Lorne Michaels from SNL owns.
Yeah.
And they have a branch of Broadway Video that's specifically created and designed to support Latinx comedians. And so I've worked with them closely. I'm one of the voices, along with many other great Latino actors like Arturo Castro and Gina Brion and a lot of other people. So it's been a really great platform to be able to make comedy videos at a really high level and for a lot of people to see.
Wow, this sounds very exciting. I'm going to catch anyone but me. I'm going to tune in. I might even be reviewing it. This is...
Ooh.
I write for Latin Heat magazine, and they were interested in your career.
Very cool.
I look forward to this. And I really want to thank you for joining me today. I look forward to what's going on with you in the future.
Thank you so much, Julio. It's been wonderful to be on your show. I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank the people at KPFK for supporting us in the recent pledge drive. We are the reason you are here. And we are now back to regular programming. Following me is Donna Walker's Pacifica Performance Showcase. We are the Arts and Culture Hour on KPFK 90.7 FM. I want to once again thanks Beatriz Casagran and Sheila Carrasco for joining me on Arts and Review. We will see you next week. And bye-bye, Sheila, and thank you, and we will see you then. Bye-bye.